You know who's in trouble right now?
Uh-oh.
The Chuck E. Cheese franchise.
Oh, no.
Oh, you mean like they're not making any money trouble or...
Financially.
Yeah, they're not in their best spot.
Okay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Not only is it past its heyday, but there was just a horror film called Five Nights at Freddy's with singing animatronic animals similar to the ones at Chuck E. Cheese, but these ones are possessed. And it's scaring children everywhere.
Well, then why are children watching that movie?
Yeah.
Like, that's on the parents. That is an R-rated film.
And the OGs know we were scared of those animal robots way
That's
before
right.
Five Freddy's
that is right.
So,
and what's more scary is what's in the ball pit.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
So in the news today, the business says they're planning to pivot to something a lot of other companies are trying. Brooke, what do you think about signing your kids up for a Chuck E. Cheese subscription service?
Get out of here
you
with
haven't
this
even
stuff.
Heard what it
no.
is yet.
I'm going to tell you no. Right off the bat, just like my kids, don't even ask. Mom is going to say no.
Listen, the program's designed to function kind of like a season pass.
Okay.
Where you pay a certain dollar amount per month to get access to different tiers at the Fun Center.
Mm.
They've got bronze, silver, and gold status, kind of like you're boarding a plane.
Okay, so next time I want a date and I want to impress a girl, I can say I'm a platinum Chuck E. Cheese member.
What do you get for gold status at Chuck E. Cheese?
I'll tell you what you get with gold. You get 300 play points. 1,000 e-tickets that can be redeemed at the prize wall.
Okay.
50% discount on food and drink.
That's big.
Wow.
And you get to go inside of the tubes before the kids with silver and bronze get to. So if there's a kid ahead of
joking?
You push him out of the way and you say, no, I'm gold status.
Let me see your wristband. What color is it?
Yeah, teach him status young.
Yeah.
So, you know.
How much does it cost? Look at that, Brooke. You only have to pay $29.99 a month per kid.
Get out of here.
Wow.
I think it could be worth it.
I just have a headache even thinking about walking into that place.
You don't want to be the kid with the bronze status that's like just stuck to one little area of Chuck E. Cheese, not allowed to do anything.
My kids are going to have no status. And they're paying full price for one slice of pizza.
To stand outside.
Your kids are just playing skee ball by themselves.
Go to the window, honey, and look in.
But they're going to be upgrading all of their fun centers soon, where instead of the animatronic bands, they're going with a dance concert experience along with a trampoline lean zone.
Why are they putting more money into it?
I agree. Like, figure it out at this point, guys.
It sounds good. It's like a bouncy G-rated Tiesto concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jabberwockies.
I think they should replace the band with an animatronic digital Jake.
Oh, yeah.
Shouting out trivia to the masses. Let's give them an example of what that would look like, Jake. Give it to us.
Okay. Fast and the Furious has 10 films. There have been 13 different live-action Batmans. But one of the most iconic movie franchises of all time features a classy British spy known to the world as 007 James Bond. And while he's constantly compared to his American counterpart, Jose Bolaños,
thank you very much
for being well-dressed and smooth with the ladies, Jose doesn't have the list of films that James does.
Yeah.
Since the 1960s, there have been 25 Bond movies that have come out.
Oh,
wow.
Some of the titles have become infamous, but do you know them all?
No.
We're going to test your knowledge today in a special Shaken Not Stirred edition of Balenty of Dwenty. I'll give you the title of a possible Bond movie, and you have to tell me if it's a real film from the franchise, or if I made it up.
I thought we were going to have to come up with these titles on our own. I'm really relieved.
They have some really random titles.
Let's start with Alexis.
Okay.
Alexis, your Bond title is Live and Let Die. Is that real, or did I make that up?
I haven't seen any of them, so I have no idea actually what happened.
No,
I'm going to tell you, I've never seen one either.
No, no clue.
Way.
No.
Never seen one?
No.
I've seen that motivational poster up in the break room before.
Have you seen
a James Bond film?
No, just like that was what the managers put up for us.
So live and let die.
Live and let die, everybody at work.
The cat hanging to a laundry string says live and let die.
I'll say it's real.
Alexa says live and let die is real. It is.
Yes.
That is real. It's from 1973.
Wow.
Flawless logic.
Let's go to Jose. Jose, your Bond title is Tomorrow never dies. Is that real or is that made up?
That one, you know, there's a lot of things dying. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a lot of time stamps on when and if.
Yeah, there is.
The future will die.
Let it die. Tomorrow's going to die.
And I think this one is true, Jake.
Oh, Jose says that's a real title. That is.
Yeah!
That's a real one from 1997.
Tomorrow never dies.
Yeah, immortality for tomorrow.
Brooke, your James Bond title is Dressed to Kill. Mm. Is that a real James Bond movie? Do we make that up?
God, I mean, that is why he dresses up, right?
He doesn't plan to kill people. He just he just has to murder like 40 people.
They fall on his bullets.
Yeah, it's like he has no choice.
I just have 17 hidden murder weapons.
Yeah. I think he definitely is Dressed to Kill. True.
Yeah.
Brooke says that's a real title. That is.
Oh,
that is not a real James Bond title.
Like it, so would be.
It describes him perfectly, not a title.
It didn't
though.
Mention living or dying, Brooke.
Yeah. Either pre or post,
some sort of forecast for the future.
Dress to stay warm.
Let's go over to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, your James Bond title is Balls of Thunder.
No.
Is that real or did I make that up?
Oh, Jeff, stop it.
I like how you're trying to fool me here, Jake, but I've actually seen that movie.
Is it a James Bond movie or different?
No, it's a double feature with Drill Bill.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that is not a real Bond movie.
Like Jeffrey said made up. That is... made up. The real Bond film is called Thunderball, not Balls of Thunder. So trying to trick you up there. Let's go back to Alexis.
Right.
Your James Bond title is Never Say Never Mind.
What?
Is that a real James Bond title, or is that another one with Drill Bill?
I don't know. What, there's like 20-something of these? They probably ran
25.
Out of I'm going to say it's real. They ran out of ideas.
Alexis says that's real. That is... That is made up. That's an adult film about a Swedish bikini team.
Really?
I'll never tell. The real Bond film is called Never Say Never Again. Let's go to Jose.
All right.
If you get this wrong, Jeffrey wins. Your title is Live Once to Die Twice.
Yeah.
Is that made up or is that a real James Bond title?
So much math.
This makes me never want to watch it.
How do you die twice if you only live once?
The next film's like the square root of death. I don't think this is real. It's too much math.
Jose said made up. That is...
Yeah!
Is made up. We're over to Jeffrey.
Okay.
Your title is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh.
Is that real or is that made up?
This has to be real.
Well, The Spy Who Shagged Me is real, but a different movie.
Austin. I was thinking Austin. I thought this was the Austin Powers one.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Oh, yeah.
Important
so maybe
there.
It was a spoof off of the title.
Yeah, well, you know,
but
that's all satire.
James Bond notoriously does not love, so there can't be any spy who loves anybody there. I'm going to say that's made up.
Jeffrey said made up. That is... That is a real one from 1977. Jose has won the James Bond edition of Plenty of 20.
Well, that means Jose gets to choose who gets shocked. Whoever it is going to sing Hero by Enrique Iglesias.
I pick Alexis.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, it's adorable.
I can, I can kiss away the pain.
She sounded like a hero, baby.
No.
I don't believe her.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Got your phone tab coming up in just a few minutes.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.